There are things that are so difficult to put into words. In a way, I can only hope that one day you have the opportunity to attempt to clarify for yourself an understanding that transcends thought's ability to describe it. We live in a world that's small because thought is so small. And thought never suspects that the tenseness, the fear, that the sense of limitation, thought never suspects that it generates the experience that it does, because thought can then think its way out of the experience it makes, and so it goes on and on and on and never recognizes that being a false god produces the false rewards and the pain that comes with consistent loss. Never knows that about itself. But in that pain, in that unhappiness, in that tribulation that we as human beings suffer, because that is the activity of our present nature that goes on unseen by us, in that pain itself is something that leads us, if we're willing to have a new teacher besides this mind that's always telling us the meaning of our misery, gives us the opportunity to make a change, to change things. And we're invited to move from the little known world of ourselves, that string of ceaseless mirrors into which we look and define ourselves by, into a world in which there's no difference between ourselves and the world we look into, because the mind has ceased to differentiate itself from the world by being identified with its own thinking. I was looking up the word earlier of meaning. You know the word, the definition of the word meaning? Meaning is that which one intends to convey by an act. So when you say, what's the meaning of something? What do you intend to convey to me by that act? What's the meaning of this moment? What does it intend to convey to me by the meaning of, by the act of it? Now take that idea and move it away from this tiny mind that we have that's always figuring there's a conspiracy going on against it. Because if the person doesn't approve of you, you know the meaning of that. They're an idiot. There's something wrong with them. If life doesn't give you what you want, or your health is threatened, or you're losing someone you love, or something's changing over which you have no control, you know the meaning of that. And the meaning always comes to you in the form of a description that then you act from, never suspecting that the meaning that you're being given in that moment is by a nature that wants to protect its kingdom inside of you. But then you can start to see things, and this is what's the urgency in the speaker, the wish to convey certain things, to get you just somehow to stretch your mind a little bit. Tell me then, if the word meaning means that which one intends to convey by an act, tell me the meaning of a tree. See, for us, the meaning of a tree is once I kissed a girl underneath it. For us, the meaning of a tree is, oh man, winter's coming, I've got to prune the trees. For us, the meaning of a tree is that poetic idea we heard once that we can impress people when we speak about trees. So for us, the meaning of things is always connected to a description of the thing. But if the true meaning can only be found by the act of it, what is the act of a tree? What is the tree? What is the act of the tree conveying? You can't get it, can you? What would a tree be without me? What would a tree be without me? Would there still be a tree? Oh, yeah. And something intended that, didn't it? That's an act, isn't it? A tree is an act of intention. What would that tree be without me interpreting that act of intention? It would be purely the being that made the act. Because that's what it is. It's an expression of a being that acted in order to tell someone who could see about the being that is the tree. And the whole of the universe is made up of those things which were intending to convey an act, not intending to give you something to react to. Can you not see the difference? The rub is that to know the meaning of the tree, meaning to know the actor, to know the action that produced it, because you can't separate the meaning from the act, requires there can't be any difference between you and the tree you see. And thought is the differential maker, isn't it? Thought makes the difference in everything because thought lends us the meaning of all that it sees. Now, does a human being have in him or her that quality, that character, that doesn't think towards something to know its meaning, but that is the very meaning in relationship with itself? Yes, he or she does. It's called the light, the Christ. That which is those things, not apart, in but not of. And the work is this gradual withdrawal, because it is. It's a withdrawal from the sensational life that thought produces every time it measures something, gives it a meaning, and then comes up with the next motion that it has to take. That's what the spiritual life is, the gradual recognition of the inherent pain and limitation in living from a mind that separates itself out from all that it sees, so that there can be a self that's defined by whatever the change comes with. Into slowly but surely a completely different relationship with life by which, and this is what you have to work at doing, just for the split second that you can, withdraw from your own mind. Deliberately take all of your attention back and understand that just because you don't feel the moment without you in it is meaningless. And that's the problem. You see, when you're awake, when you're back to yourself for a split second, you think to yourself, there's no meaning in such a moment. And the self that only knows itself by a derivative meaning can't bear the emptiness of a world in which it can't describe and define itself according to the meaning it gives itself. And to pull back from that and gradually come into relationship with the grand actor is the same thing as becoming identified with not the forms that pass, but the being that sits underneath them that never changes, although its life is an expression of ceaseless change. That's the relationship. It begins to change within you. And you want, instead of being someone who always knows the meaning of things so that you can feel good about yourself or hate yourself or someone else. Because what is the root of judgment of yourself or others if not knowing the meaning of something? Isn't it? Be impossible to judge another human being without first telling yourself the meaning of their act or the meaning of an event or the meaning of yourself. So all cruelty, all unkindness, all hatred, all forms of true evil are inherent inside of the self that tells meaning to the self to keep the self in place. And that's what it means to be a false god. And in case you don't understand the implied exercise, it is as follows. Do it right now. Come awake. See without selfing. Just see. No me in just see. Just see. catch the tendency the mind has to focus in on a thought, on an object, so that it can tell itself what it means, and gradually steal from yourself the self that knows the meaning of things, and in its place you'll be given something that is all things.